So as we speak, I just literally completed a 10K race, walked home in my studio now recording. There's something I need to share with you. You're going to love it. And yes, I did microdose. We're going to talk all about this. Welcome to Microdose U. I am Dr. Dave.
Enter the world of magic mushrooms with Microdose U.
Hey there. So welcome. How are you, Nakama? Appreciate you being here. Tell me what you think of the new intro music. Enter the world of magic mushrooms. So it's a long story. I composed that, but it's me. I'm not the one singing, I'm going to use this as my intro music from now on, unless I hear from somebody that says this thing just really sucks and give me a good reason. But I think it's really cool. I really am enjoying it. I hope you enjoy it too. It just kind of sets the mood right, doesn't it? I think it does. So before I get into telling you about this run I did and why I did it and how I did it and about the microdosing beforehand, I want to remind you of something super, super important. Yes, we are doing a free class Sunday, this coming Sunday. It's going to be April 28th, Sunday. It's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern. So wherever you are in the world, you need to figure out what time zone that is for you. Dr. Denise Moret and I are going to be hosting it, and our guest is going to be Janelle Michael Isaac. And if you don't know Janelle, she's pretty active in our private Facebook group there. But if you don't know Janelle, she is a kind of a longtime psilocybin advocate. She knows a lot about this stuff, a lot. She helped me actually the very, very beginning of my journey. I got a lot of really just good information from her. And we're going to be talking about different strains, and varieties, and species of magic mushrooms. There are so many. And one of the most commonly asked questions is, well, yeah, I want to go ahead and try to microdose. I want to use magic mushrooms. However, like, there are a lot of different types out there. Which ones do I use? Which ones are the best? If I want to just get started, if I'm a total beginner, if I'm a little more experienced, if I want to microdose for mental health, if I want to do it for spirituality or for, you know, to actually get stronger physically and do things I've never been able to do, what are the best types of magic mushrooms to use? We're going to be talking all about this. And yeah, there's no charge. We're doing it for free. You do have to register, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes there. The registration link is simply classroom.davidmaddow.com. But if you can't get to it that way, if you misspell something, you just can't get in, just click the link in the show notes. It'll definitely take you there. We are fully expecting this one to sell out, even though it's free. It will fill up. We have a limited number of seats. We can't fit thousands and thousands in there. So there are a limited number. Again, it's going to be we're super excited about this. Janelle is going to be awesome. And there's going to be a lot of real good energy and information out there with our Nakama. So you want to see your Tuesday. Wait, no, it's, how did I say Tuesday? The microdose is probably still effective. it's going to be Sunday evening, April 28th. So hopefully if you're listening to this after that date, because of course this recording stays on as a podcast episode, if you're listening to it after this date, check our calendar and you can easily just go to even classroom.davidmaddow.com and see if we have any upcoming webinars, because we're always going to try to do one probably once a month or so. So if you miss that one, if it's later than you think, just check, stay in touch with us. Make sure you get on my email list. All the links are in the show notes. Just do them all, because they're super, super important to stay in touch. Our Nakama is all together. We want to stay in touch with each other and keep, sharing the really great energy that we feel going amongst us, going between us, because this movement is unbelievable. It's getting stronger and stronger. And thanks for being part of it. Yeah, really, really appreciate you. Okay, so I just completed a 10K race right here in Salt Lake City. I did microdose before the race, but before I tell you a little bit about the microdosing and how I think that helped and affected me, In a good way, that is, in a good way. I wanted to share something. See, I've been a long time runner, decades long. I think I started running in my very early 20s, mainly because I wanted to be healthy as a young person and even getting older. I've always wanted to be, health is very important to me. And so I started running, and I ran a lot when I was younger. And even, you know, up to a few years ago, I ran a lot. I entered a lot of road races, anywhere from very short distance, you know, 1 mile, 5K, short distances, up to, I've done a bunch of marathons in my life, say a bunch. I've never been a fast runner. I've always been kind of like a middle to back of the pack runner, which has been fine because it kept me going for a long time without injuries. And, you know, I just always embraced the culture, the lifestyle, running the races, crossing the finish line was just, it just was so, always so invigorating for me. And it just, it's a major, major, major part of my life. And even if you're not a runner and you don't even like running, listen to what I have to say, because again, I've done some episodes on skiing while microdosing. And again, you know, probably the majority of people are not skiers or active skiers, but still there's a lot of great information in there, which there will be today. Unfortunately, several years ago when I started going through my really pretty bad funk, both it was mental and physical, and I've talked about that many, many, many times on this show, many times, but it was just awful. I don't have to go into what I went through, but just let's say both mental and physical issues that just kept me from doing a lot of the things that I loved. I wasn't motivated enough to do them. I had injuries and I couldn't do them for that reason. And a lot of times I just spent days just laying on my sofa at home, wondering what it, I mean, thinking like this is what happens when you get old. You know, you just lay around, do nothing, and then you die. And I really had that mindset for a while. Not that I wanted to die or not that I want to die, but I just felt like, okay, like the best part of my life is done because, you know, I feel like shit. Everything hurts. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. Like everything's horrible. And that's how I ultimately got into microdosing, because I tried everything else and nothing else really worked. And I did not want to be laying on that sofa for the rest of my life. That was not the way I wanted to live. I mean, I would have rather not been living than just lay on the sofa and do nothing. It was horrible, horrible. And I've never been suicidal. So I don't mean when I say I'd rather not be living, but that's not a good way to live. It's not a healthy way to live. There's nothing good about that. And it was just a really, really bad funk that lasted for quite some time. But when I got into microdosing, as you know, over the period of about, it's been a little over 3 years now, my life started getting better and better and better, and everything just started to improve. Now, again, I've done a lot of episodes on this topic, but it was not solely 100% microdosing, but I incorporated a lot of other things into my life to improve my health, again, mental and physical. You can't just microdose and think everything's going to be getting better and everything's going to be fine. It's not quite that easy. So, and if anybody tells you that, run the other way, because they're not right. There are a lot of other things you have to put into it, but they're not difficult. But you have to do them. So, you know, the first year was spent mainly working on my mental health through microdosing. The second year, and the mushrooms kind of determined this also. And the second year was more like kindness, spirituality, like figuring out like, what is this life even about? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I just questioned a lot of things and learned a lot of things about just life in general. Third year was more working on my physical health, which really turned out to be nice. And the fourth year, what's going to happen? I'm not positive. There are no guarantees anywhere, but I have an idea what direction they might be taking me. But you know, the jury is still out because it's very early on now in my fourth year of microdosing. So I woke up super, super early this morning. The race actually started. The starting gun went off at 7:05 a.m. And I'm like, not really. It was kind of a long walk to the starting line, and but I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to get involved with traffic around the start. So I decided to take a scooter, one of those, you know, paid for scooters that are lying all over the place. You know, it was really a lot of fun. But I woke up at like 3:50 a.m. I just like time to relax in the morning, to chill, to be able to use the bathroom, to eat properly a couple hours before the run, and just kind of hang around and stretch and just get in the mode. And part of that routine did involve me taking about, I just took a bite off a chocolate bar, but I'm going to approximate it was probably around 150 milligram microdose, which is not a large microdose. I didn't want to go crazy because I was running for, 6.2 miles, and I didn't want to have too much, but I wanted like a light microdose to kind of, help get me through. And my goal now is not that I was ever a fast runner, but my goal now that I'm 68 and be 69 next month was simply to run the race, run it very comfortably, not be in pain, not get injured, and cross the finish line and have fun, have a lot of fun. And I was able to achieve that. Nothing hurt. There were some really good positive energy out on the roads with hundreds and hundreds of other people. It was a 10K. It was actually a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and a marathon. So there were a lot of people out there today. Most of the people around me were 10K runners, except at the very end, we saw some half marathon people like speeding up ahead and passing us, which was pretty cool anyway. But, I did not want to be in pain. I didn't want to get injured. I just wanted to run through it and really have fun. And I think the magic mushrooms helped me do that. They put me in a really good frame of mind because in the past with my running, especially when I was younger, you get a little bit competitive and you're out there and you see people passing you a little bit. So you speed up because you didn't want them to pass or you want to pace with them. And I'm always looking at my watch to see what kind of pace I'm running. And I got to get to that finish line and under a certain amount of time. Today at my age, and also with the microdose, it was much more chill. Now, I'm not going to say running a 10K race is simple because you do have to train for it. You just can't get out of bed one day not having trained and just get out on the road and run 6.2 miles or 10 kilometers. I mean, you could. I don't think it would be healthy. I don't think it would be good for you. You could injure yourself. But so I definitely trained for this quite a bit. I've been running quite a bit lately. But again, I ran through it. I'm trying to just look around and observe and look at the beautiful sky and look at the scenery. I mean, we've got mountains surrounding us because I'm in Salt Lake City and everything was just beautiful. And I saw this run from a totally different perspective from when I was younger. And like, I just got to run fast and get through this and finish. And who cares what, that's the attitude of a younger person, just fast, go through, but now, wow, observing, looking at all the different personality types out there, the different body forms, different body shapes, no judgment. Everybody out there on the road has their own story. You never know what anybody out there is going through. Who knows? Maybe somebody just might be running for a relative that they just lost somehow. Maybe somebody is recovering from an addiction. Maybe somebody is trying to lose weight. Maybe somebody's celebrating it that they just lost a lot of weight. You never know. You never know anybody's story. And it was something to think about during the run while microdosing. It was just a wonderful experience. Crossed the finish line, got my snacks, got my medal. Stopped off even, I walked back home because it was probably about a 20 minute walk back home. I'm guessing something like that, 20 minutes, maybe a little, probably 25 minutes. But there was a new coffee shop that opened up on the way back to my home. And I've never been there. And I said, what the heck? I mean, my wife's been in Japan. I'm here alone. I've got nobody to, nobody to account for. I mean, I'm my own person. And I said, what the heck? I'm going to stop in and I never get lattes. I'm usually, if I do drink coffee, which I drink in the morning, I'm a black coffee guy. I love black coffee. No sugar, no cream, no nothing. Just pure, really good tasting black coffee. But for some reason, I was in the mood for a latte. And I got this latte. And even the woman explained to me that some kind of bean. What is that bean they use? I can't think of it right off the top of my head. It's like, oh my God, you probably know exactly what I mean. I can't think of the bean that they put in coffee oftentimes to kind of sweeten it up. It's not mocha. Not mocha. That would be chocolate. That'd be more like chocolate. Oh my God, I can't think of what it's called. This is killing me. But anyway, I'm not going to I'm not going to edit this, so I'm not going to like start looking it up and things like that. But I won't bore you with my thought process trying to think about what this was. But the woman was telling me how they grind their own beans. And I'm not talking about the coffee. I'm talking about this other. God, what was it called? Oh my God, I can't think of it. But it's okay. And they grind them and they make their own like syrup that they're going to add through these things to into the latte. And she said it's a wonderful taste. So I said, why not? Let's do it. So I bought this and I just sat there and drank this latte. There was something about it that was very special and I can't explain. And again, it might have had something to do with the microdosing, just elevate. And also the runner's high, you know, after running 6 miles, you know, your endorphins kick in and you feel really, really good. And I'm still feeling that right now. I feel awesome. And I attribute that to just getting back in the game and making it work. And also the microdosing. I want to run more now. I want to run more little races around Salt Lake. I want to do it. It just keeps you feeling good. I was going to say something else about that too, but now, what was I going to say about that? I know what I was going to say. Again, you might not be a runner. You might have no interest in running. You might have no interest in skiing, because I talk about skiing sometimes also, but it's not about that. It's about improving your life and feeling better every single day. So I'm sure you have some type of a passion for something. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be maybe cooking or doing some kind of pottery or learning a new language or something. I'm going to strongly suggest, and if you've got like a passion that you just dropped for some reason, you just haven't done it in many years, I'm going to suggest you try to get back into it and really tackle it and do it well and enjoy it. Really enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it. Just like I did. I enjoyed every minute of this race today. Every minute. There was a time, probably about the 3.5 to 4 mile point, somewhere in there, where I started feeling my knees a little bit. And you know, when you're younger, they say, well, you know, just if you have some kind of pain, just run through it. At my age, you can't just simply run through something like that because it could cause more damage. So I had to be very careful. But I'm experienced enough in running. I've run enough miles in my life and enough races. I'm experienced enough to know that it's okay to back off. If you need to walk a little bit, that's totally fine. Now, I didn't need to walk during this, but you know, if I ever did a full marathon, I incorporate walking breaks in there because it's totally fine and it does help a lot. So you can modify anything you want to do. You can modify it to the way you want to do it. But it's important that you do something and have some kind of passion out there that you just love to do and makes you feel good. I mean, like running and skiing are two of my favorite things to do there. I've got others. I've got a lot of things I love to do, but those are the two that come to my mind. But again, you don't have to do either of those. You've got something inside of you that I know you're passionate about. And maybe you dropped it at some point because you just weren't motivated to do it anymore. But now you're with me in class here. Microdose you. If you're on this journey and if you have begun your microdose journey, you're probably feeling a lot different now about things. And you see things differently and you want to maybe get back into them. Let this be your little nudge, your little push to get back into something that's going to give you a lot of pleasure and help your life too. Let this be your push. Let this be your nudge. Let me be your coach. Let me be your friend. Let me be your guide. You can do this. I know with 100% certainty you can do this. I did it this morning. And like I say, I'm not special. I'm not gifted. I never had like enough talent to like seriously excel at one thing. I do a lot of things and I do them like I'd say pretty well. But nothing, I'm not like an expert at anything. It's interesting. People spend like their whole lives to be like a great runner or a great skier or a great musician or, like, you know, the best of the best, or at least really, really, really talented. I don't have anything like that. I do many things and I can do them sometimes fairly well, but I'm not at expert level in anything. And that's got to be okay with me. And it is. It's totally fine. I love it. Okay, I think I've talked enough about this. Get out, find your passion, and do it. And please, if you're still with me, that means something resonates with you here. And I want to have you with us on Sunday evening. This Sunday evening, April 28th, on our free classroom with Janelle about mushroom strains, varieties, species, anymore. Well, whatever. We'll be talking about a lot of great stuff. Be there or be square, as we used to say in the 60s or 70s, something like that. Be there or be square, man. I'm so weird. And you see a little bit more of my personality because I don't edit. Whatever I say is going to be on the show. And because I want you to see the real me. I don't want anything edited out. Like unless if I cough or like stutter or like something like that. Even a stutter, I wouldn't edit, but like a long cough, which I rarely do, but a long cough, if for some reason I get something in my throat, I'll edit that. But that hasn't happened, luckily. Okay, as I'm recording this, it's Sunday. I did just run the race. It is 4:20. I will be celebrating that later. I may or may not do an episode on that. But as you're listening to this, it's most likely Wednesday, because that's when it comes out. I've got a microdose Monday that just came out 2 days ago. And then this is Wednesday. And then Friday, there's going to be another. Oh, and Friday, don't miss it, please. Don't miss Friday's episode, whatever you do. Oh, I'm just putting stuff out there that I think you guys, Nakama, this group, this tribe will love. That's what I do for you. But I love doing it. It's in my blood. It's my passion. I've regained my passion through microdosing, and that is really true. Okay, love you. I'm Dr. Dave, Microdose You. See you Friday, guys.